This is Todd Zwillick from The Takeaway. A federal judge in Arizona has just blocked significant portions of SB 1070. That's the controversial immigration law in Arizona. The ruling could help reset the immigration debate here in Washington. Congressman Luis Gutierrez from Chicago is a leading voice on the Democratic side of the aisle for comprehensive immigration reform. And I'm here to ask him how he thinks the decision will affect the immigration debate. What's your reaction to the decision, Congressman?
I am happy with the initial limited decision of the court. I think that on two levels. Number one, the Obama administration asserted the supremacy of the Constitution and that the federal government had the right and the obligation to carry out immigration policy, and we didn't need 20, 30, 40, hundreds of different immigration policies across this country. And the civil rights organizations argued that it would violate. And I think on both, the court has found us to have reason to believe that while while there are further court proceedings, that there should be a stay on both of those grounds, on both the supremacy of the Constitution and the responsibility of the federal government to carry out immigration legislation, and that it would clearly violate fundamental civil rights of large sectors of the population in Arizona.
Now, what is it due to the immigration debate here in Washington? Change the chessboard at all, do you think?
I think you take a small breath, right, and now you move hard. This is going to be a little dumb. I'm going to try to do this. The Obama administration has asserted that they are responsible for carrying out and have the exclusivity in carrying out immigration policy. And the court has said, you know, you're right. You do. So now I think comes chapter two, right? It's good, great speech at American University. I think tomorrow the president should say, the court found us to be correct. Let's assert it. And here's my legislative package. Let's not wait. You know, let's not have the whole, oh, we got to wait for Republicans. Why do we have to wait for Republicans? Democrats are in charge in the House. We're in charge in the Senate. The president. They should say, this is what we stand for. You want to know something? We win. Because while Arizonans, I believe, had the wrong response, they did have a valid claim and a valid argument. And how would I say it? They had valid concerns. And that is, they're saying the federal government isn't doing anything, so we're going to do something. I think there were a lot of people that supported 1070 because of that. And there's a problem. So why don't we respond to the problem in a full fashion so that there need not be small solutions? So now you're saying this is a small solution. We can't have 30, 40, 50 small solutions to our immigration crisis and our broken immigration system. So what do you have the responsibility to say you can't have small? You need to bring about the big one. So I think it's now for the president to set up a war room. I'm serious. Set up a war room, say we're going to get this done, and roll up his sleeves.
He should present his own legislation?
His own legislation. Yes, he should say. This is what he gave a speech. He outlined what he believed in. So he should take that speech, right, and convert it into legislative policy. Now, I got 102 Democrats on the one and only comprehensive bill here in the House. But listen. Here's the problem. Comprehensive immigration reform has always been about the field. I've always been about what happens in communities around the country. You've caught the attention of a large part of the community in Arizona. Now use that, right, to catapult and to help bring about comprehensive immigration reform.
So in the shorter term, do other states have to look at this decision and back off?
Well, let me just say, Arizona's not the first state to lose such a decision, At least they won't have to bear the brunt of the litigation and the costs, such as in Arizona and other municipalities that have tried to bring about small immigration legislation that doesn't lead. Look, I think what the president should do tomorrow is say, you know something, I got a solution. He should go down to the border and say, explain to me what we have not done so that I can get it done. No, explain to me. Mr. John McCain, you were for comprehensive immigration reform when I was still a state senator out there in Illinois. Mr. Expert, you say 1,400. What is enough? But at the same time, they can't just simply say, we'll take it and walk away. Because that's what Republicans do. They say, oh, good, we'll take that. Now, are you going to help bring about comprehensive agreement? No. No, you got to tell them. Because I think what the Obama administration has to do is say, here's my proposal, go to the border, get together with everybody and say, explain to me as your president what we've done right, where we have failed, so I can get it done. Put it in a legislative package. The next day he should go and say, get a group of employers together and say, let's make sure that everybody here has a Social Security card, is tamper-proof, has biometric information, has a strip, a magnetic strip, just like I know everybody says, oh, Luis, everybody, you got a passport? They swipe it every time you use it. Come on, everybody's got an ATM card. How many times do you use an ATM card in a month? All I'm saying, if we can use ATM cards to buy bubble gum at the local, store, why can't we have an ATM kind of card for us? But he can say that. Then he's going to say, here are all the jail sentences for all those employers who hire people illegally in the United States of America. Here's what we're going to do to eliminate weapons and drugs at the... Just put your team together. But he's also going to say, and you know something? It's foolhardy. Let's stop this fantasy. The 12 million people, because that's what the argument, what the Republicans are going to say, they're going to say, oh, that's all well and good. We'll take it, right? But then they'll say, no, then they're going to say amnesty. That's what they're going to say. The problem is you got to present this because the American people understand that by doing nothing, you do have amnesty. We have the largest guest worker program ever in the United States of America. It's called 12 million undocumented workers every day working in this country. I want to end illegal. It's a fantasy. Do you realize that there are 4 million American citizen children? I'm going to go meet with 500 of them right in the White House right now. 4 million American citizen children whose parents are undocumented. In whose mind is it rational, right, to deport those millions of parents? Did you know that 2/3 of the undocumented have been here 10 years or more? Hundreds of thousands of them have been here 20 years?
Congressman, do you have any signals? Have you had any signals from the White House that once this case is enjoined, decided in some way, that will be their signal to start to move ahead? If they said, if we win on this, we're ready to go in September, October, something like that?
The president called us together about 3 weeks ago, right? Yeah. He called the advocacy groups. He called us. He's told us two things. He said, I'm going to give a speech, right, laying out, and I want to hear from you about how it is I carry about comprehensive immigration reform. I assure you that many of the things that I've suggested, that he suggested to you that he do, I've shared with him. It's incumbent upon him, to take the action. But look, I am telling you, you cannot send the Attorney General of the United States of America on behalf of your administration to argue the supremacy clause of the Constitution and say that it is our right, our responsibility, and our prerogative, and no one else's, to the states, and then not fix it. It's like saying that little small fix, you can't do that. Then you got to give us the big fix. Otherwise, all you're doing is complaining. I don't want to just complain. I think there are many people in Arizona who support 1070 who are angry and frustrated that there hasn't been a comprehensive solution to our immigration system. They see a broken border. They see things that maybe don't even exist. Sometimes I don't even agree with the things that they see, right? But you know what? They do see. Let's respond to them. This is a cry from Arizonans. If you don't do it, we're going to do it. I disagree with their solution, but I don't disagree with the fact that they think something's broken. Here's where I started 10 years ago. I wanted legalization for the undocumented. That's where I started. You could check and say, oh, Luis, that's all you believed in. Look where I've come. I've come to a tamper-proof card, or more employers, a new guest worker. It's in our program to bring new workers in as necessary. How much have the Republicans moved in 10 years? I have to say, not one iota. The Democrats have moved, they've moved. They keep saying, we're going to do everything. But here's the last thing they're going to tell you. But those Democrats kind of snuck in this legalization amnesty program. Look, think about it a moment. Do you know only 2 out of 10 American households live in families with children? Did you know that? Only 2 out of 10 live in families with children. I don't have them. My kids grew up. I mean, you didn't have them. You're childless, but you know what I'm saying? They've grown up. Only 2. Do you know in the undocumented, these 12 million, it's 6 out of 10? have children? There are 4 million American citizens. What if I told you that it isn't the guy over at the gas station that you see, right? You think he just jumped across the border. You see it on Fox News. I'm going over to, and then MSNBC, on Fox. Oh. And then MSNBC don't want to stay behind, and CNN. So they show you them jumping over the thing. They're not jumping over the thing. Two-thirds of them have been here 10 years or more. Wait, hundreds of thousands of them have been here 20 years or more. 4 million American citizen children. What if I told you there were over 300,000 of these illegals that were married to American citizens? I mean, look, it's fantasy to think that you're going to, that they're going to get up and disappear. It's not going to happen. It would be the wrong thing. And it's foolish because the Republicans have never suggested, because the Republicans, if they're such, you know, oh, we're law and order, put the requisite resources and put a program together to deport 12 million people. Can you imagine what that would, the kind of communities that we've had? These people with 4 million American citizen children being here more than a decade, hundreds of, it's impossible to do. It's the wrong thing to do. We shut our eyes and we said, okay, 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 okay. And for 20 years, 25 years, we didn't enforce our immigration law. Now all of a sudden we wake up and say, we want them enforced. No, let's think about what's fair. Punish them. I'm going to tell you what the American people want. They want 12 million of them to come before the federal government, give up their fingerprints, register with the federal government, go through a clearance, right? Get an ID card, pay their taxes, learn English, and raise their children to be good American citizens. That's what most American people want them to do. They want them to be registered with the American government because they understand that they're interwoven into the fabric of American society. I got to go. I'm sorry. I got hundreds of kids in front of the White House. They're waiting for me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.